Plagueis began to pace the cool floor.
No Sith have ever been in the position in which we now find ourselves, Darth Sidious. In step with the reemergence of the dark side, fortified by the signs and omens, certain that revenge and victory are near at hand. If the Jedi would abide by their philosophy of acting in accordance with the Force, of doing what is right, they would roll over for the dark. But they resist. Yoda and the rest of the council members will double their meditation sessions in an effort to peer into the future, only to discover it clouded and unknowable, only to discover that complacency has opened the door to catastrophe. If indeed they have been acting in accordance with the Force, how could we be succeeding in tipping the balance? How could the dark side be gaining ground? In fact, the Jedi have fallen away from their self-assigned duty, their noble path. Could they have prevented it? Perhaps by having remained in control of the Republic, by electing and re-electing Jedi Supreme Chancellors, or perhaps by absenting themselves completely from the affairs of the Republic and attending to their arcane rituals in the belief that right thinking by them would keep the Republic strong and on course. The galaxy tipped into the light, instead of having allowed themselves to become marshals and enforcers.
He cast a questioning look at Sidious.
Do you see the grand error of their ways? They execute the Republic's business as if it were the business of the Force. But has a political body ever succeeded in being the arbiter of what is right and just? How easy it is for them to bask in self-assurance in their castle on Coruscant. But in so doing, they have rendered themselves ill-equipped for the world we have spent a millennium bringing into being.
He cleared his throat.
We're going to back them into a contradiction, Darth Sidious. We're going to force them to confront the moral quandary of their position and reveal their flaws by requiring them to oversee the conflicts that plague their vaunted Republic. Only Dooku and a handful of others have grasped the truth. All those years ago, when I first met him on Serenno, I thought, what a blow it would be to the Order if he could be enticed to leave and embrace the dark side. What a panic it might incite. For if one could leave, then 10 or 20 or 30 could follow, and the hollowness at the center of the Order would be plain for all to see.
The Mune's eyes narrowed.
One can't be content to abide by the rules of the Jedi Order or the Force. Only by making the Force serve us have we prevailed. 8 years ago, we shifted the galaxy, Darth Sidious, and that shift is now irreversible.
Approaching, he rested his bony hands on Sidious's shoulders.
On my first visit to your homeworld, I recognized it as a nexus in the Force, and I remember thinking how appropriate it was that the dark side should be hiding on such a beautiful planet.
He paused, straightened, then asked with sudden gravity,
"Is Varuna ready, Sidious? I'm concerned that he might be as uncontrollable as the Yenchore, and that a more malleable leader would better serve our interests."
Sidious considered the question. "It may not be necessary to remove him, Master. Like Gunray, he favors wealth over honor." Plagueis nodded his head slowly.
"Then nudge him, Darth Sidious, and let us see which way he leans before we decide his fate."